Well, before we begin preparing for Holy Communion today, I want you to know that nothing will be said over the next few weeks that sixth graders on up haven't either heard in school or talked about themselves. And I think that's important to know. There will be two Sundays, September 28th and October 5th. We will have a children's church for anyone up through fifth grade or 11 years old. And so we can talk about some really important things in a marriage. And I invite you, if you have a child in that age, that you send them to Worship for Youngsters is another name for it. They will be worshiping just like us during the sermon time right after Kids Corner. Let's pray. Dear God, we celebrate this day, and we do thank you that you were thinking of us before our eyes were open today. We give you thanks and praise for this opportunity of companionship between men and women. We thank you, God, for those of us who are married, for that relationship, and for those times when we truly feel unlimited love from our spouse. And we ask, Lord, that you anoint us in such a way to help us overcome those times when we need to improve that relationship. Be with us, God, in Jesus' holy name, as we go through this teaching series. Help us be reminded of your presence each and every day. Amen. Next Sunday, we're going to talk about I do, I think. And we'll be talking about marriage specifically. And so please come back, invite your friends if you've had a conversation with them in that regard. Well, if you would turn with me your hymnals to our Song of Thanksgiving, When Love is Found. It's number 643 as we prepare for Holy Communion this morning. Let's do stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5, When Love is Found. Would you please stand with me for our Song of Thanksgiving?
When love is found and hope comes home, sing and be glad that two are one. When love explodes and fills the sky, praise God and share our Maker's joy. When love has flowered in trust and care, built both each day that love may dare to reach beyond home's warmth and light, to serve and strive